Good morning. This project is called the Public Health Nursing and Community Collaboration Efforts, the Village That Keeps Urban Seniors Healthy. I have no relationships disclosed at this time. This is our West Philadelphia Senior Community Center. It's a brand new facility recently opened in 2006. Everything in it is state of the art. Keeping Seniors Healthy program at West Philadelphia Senior Community Center. The mission of the program was to enhance the quality of life of senior adults, empower and support seniors to actively participate in their health care, and also to provide resources, programs, and activities to assist them to care for themselves at home. The Keeping Seniors Healthy program provides an on-site public health nurse 3 days per week. This was different because this defined a new type of nursing in senior adult day centers. And what happened is, previously, if there was a nurse in a senior center, that nurse was a volunteer who came to visit whenever there was an availability. So you may see Nurse Mary this month, and maybe next month Nurse Jean will come, and that went on throughout the centers. There was no continuity of care, nobody that they could focus on to ask questions and develop relationships with. Why senior center nursing services? 80% of senior Americans have one chronic condition. 50% of senior Americans have two, and it moves on. The healthy people focus is to increase quality and years of healthy life. I felt that healthy people addressed everything that needed to be done to help sustain our seniors, since there are so many of us. The demographics for this senior center. This center is located in an urban, low-income area in West Philadelphia. As of 2006, there were 37,244 senior adults living in the area of the senior day center. And the median income, $9,000. The population was 98% African American, 80% female, with the average age of 75 years. The keys to senior empowerment, and when I list some of these keys to senior empowerment, I want you to bear in mind that some of these keys were actually short-term outcomes that we found that this program provided. One was the prevention of disease and disability, promote chronic disease self-management, voluntary, and this is important, voluntary involvement of seniors in this program. They were not mandated to come to visit the nurse. They chose to visit the nurse, which is real important for me. We also established a health advisory board, provided program development with ongoing small group education, community outreach. We had community outreach all over the place. Some of the places that we visited were other senior centers, other health fairs. We went to funerals. We did everything to bring the seniors into the center. We did everything that we could do to provide a relationship to let them know that we cared for them so that they would, in fact, utilize the services that we provided. The cornerstones of public health are population-based, relationship-based, and this is one of the things that when I thought about this position was offered to me after there was proposals sent through different organizations and agencies. When I looked at the position, I thought about what public nurse, health nursing meant. And I could see no better relationship than with the cornerstones of public health nursing. Grounded in social justice, holistic health, health promotion and prevention, sensitivity to diversity, and long-term commitment to the community. This program lasted three years. The role of the public health nurse in this program was to provide healthcare consultation, health screenings, medication reviews, collaboration with healthcare providers, reviewed, planned, implemented health education, health promotion workshops, and activities based on the input of the senior center membership. Partnered with the Health Advisory Board, as well as the staff, to provide what was needed to take care of our seniors. We formed alliances with schools of nursing and other healthcare agencies, such as American Heart Association, American Cancer Association, Komen, all of the organizations that will provide the different resources for our seniors. Supporting agencies was the Pennsylvania Department of Health, Lutheran Children and Family Services, and Philadelphia Corporation for the Aging. Now, when we talked about the mission statements of the Keeping Senior Healthy program, everything meshed together because in the Department of Pennsylvania Department of Health, under that was the Department of Aging, where it says, enhancing the quality of life of all older Pennsylvanians by empowering diverse communities, the family, and the individual. Lutheran Children and Family Services exists to grow families and build communities by providing service to adults and children that increase the quality to their lives. The Philadelphia Corporation of Aging, the mission statement is to improve the quality of life for older Philadelphians or people with disabilities and to assist them in achieving their maximum level of health, independence, and productivity. And with everybody's, with all the mission statements that were available, everything meshed together. And this was an excellent opportunity to pull all of these resources to help these seniors. The collaborative relationships between the community was the center staff, the members, neighboring and community health agencies, neighborhood faith communities. We provided services for neighboring churches so that if they had a health fair or if they had need of a nurse, we provided those services as well just to build the relationship with the community. Local schools of nursing, community groups, and neighborhood businesses. When originally we went into, we had a windshield survey done at that time. The windshield survey showed us that there was no supermarkets in the area. We developed a relationship with a brand new supermarket that opened in 2007. That relationship is still ongoing with the center. So they have that type of relationship. They have a financial relationship with a nearby Wachovia bank that talks to our seniors about their financial problems. Short-term outcomes were self-reported with our seniors to increase their health literacy. One aha moment for me was when we had one of the seniors come into my office. She was excited because she went to the doctor and actually sat down and told him, "Wait a minute, I'm not done yet. You cannot walk away from me. I have questions." And she did not leave the office until her questions were answered, and then she told him, "I'm done." So she was glad to, and these are some of the members. When we look at the African proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child, when does that end? Because the village continues throughout our adulthood and into our senior years. Nobody is an island. You think of those things like that. But moving forward, the national data tells us that senior populations are growing. Baby boomers, the first set of baby boomers received their Social Security in 2009. At that point, we still have a long way to go. And there was a recent IOM report, Institute of Medicine, that said 8% of the nursing population was 30 years or younger. 8%. So that means that we have a charge to not only increase and replicate programs like this throughout the country, but also we have a charge to recruit our nurses into this field so that we will be able to have somebody to take care of us. Thank you.